At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, today I'm going to continue giving you a little flavor of what it's like when I would teach a touring pro, and actually not in person, which happened a lot in my career. I would always be available via text, via look at videos, and most instructors are this way. I'm sure pretty much everybody's this way. You get a question, somebody sends you a message, hey, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, my swing feels like this, my swing feels like that, what do I do, I'm trying to do this, it's not working. And I got a text from a friend of mine who's working with a touring pro, and they were struggling. And asked me for my advice. Now, you know, I don't even know who this player, he's a former major champion, but I don't even know who this player is currently working with. If a friend asked me for some advice, I'm going to give him my opinion of what I think they need to do. And I started off, like I start off every lesson, looking at a golf swing. And I look at a video of a swing, and I think to myself, okay, what shot can that swing play, or shots? What shots can't that swing play with ease? What would be the likely miss that would happen with the swing that I'm looking at? Would it go to the right? Would it go to the left? Would it go too high? Would it go too low? What would be the tendencies based on the ball flight? Because that's where you always start off in golf. You always start off with the flight of the golf ball. When I first started coaching, I learned from a man named John Jacobs, and he always says, golf is what the ball does. Simple. Golf is what the ball does. You pay attention to the golf ball first. Then you figure out, okay, what is the golf club doing at impact to cause the golf ball to go where it goes? Then you figure out, okay, what is the golf club doing during the swing to cause that particular impact? And then the last thing that you look at is you think, okay, now what is happening with the body, the hands, the arms, to cause the golf club to swing like it's swinging? What most people do is they skip those first few parts that I described. They don't pay attention to the golf ball. They don't pay attention to the golf club. They just think about something that they're doing or feeling, and they want to talk about that all the time. And I can't tell you how many times I have this conversation with amateur golfer friends, and they'll say, you know, I'm doing this, Hank, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And I'm like, okay. Oh, hey, let me ask you a question. What's your golf ball doing? Oh, it goes everywhere. And I'm like, Okay, narrow it down a little bit. I mean, if you were likely to miss, where would it most likely go? With an iron, with a driver. I mean, there's a pattern to everybody's golf game. Whether you believe it, whether you understand it, whether you know it, there's a pattern to everybody's golf game. There's certain shots that you can play. There's certain shots that you struggle with playing. There's certain misses that you're more likely to hit. And that's where you always have to start. So I looked at the golf swing that my friend sent me, and I said to myself, okay, that swing is pretty neutral, looks very good. Matter of fact, it's the best I've ever seen this player swing. And I look at it and I think, okay, what shot would he most likely hit? And my observation was it most likely would be a miss to the right if it was going to miss. And then I thought, okay, would it be easier for him to fade the ball with that swing or draw the ball? Is he closer to, you know, easily fading it or drawing it? And my conclusion was he was closer to fading the golf ball. And that's because the golf club wasn't coming down too much from inside. If anything, it was coming down a little bit too much on top of the ball or outside the ball, just ever so slightly, just to the slightest degree. But it shows a tendency. If somebody was hooking the golf ball or had a tendency to hook it or was in position where it was easier to hook it, the golf club would have been coming more from inside. So I said, you know what you need to do? You're swinging great. You just need to play some shots. This is the easiest way to try to get out of problems. Work on the opposite ball flight. If you're hitting the ball too low, go practice trying to hit it higher. If you're hitting it too high, go practice trying to hit three-quarter shots, half shots, and knock the golf ball down. If you're fading the ball, go out and practice drawing the ball. If you're drawing the ball too much, go out and practice fading the golf ball. Now, you know, a lot of people don't know how to do those shots. Okay, well, that's a shot you have to learn. If you're a better player, you do know how to play those shots. You have some instinctive way you play those shots. It might not be 100% like I would want you to play it, but you can play those shots. And the first thing that I like to see is, okay, let me see you attempt to draw it. Let me see you attempt to fade it. Hit a high one, hit a low one. Well, I want to see what that player is going to do, and then that will tell me the direction that we need to head. So that was what I suggested. I said, just, hey, go to the driving range and hit some draws because it looks like that's the shot that you would have the hardest time playing. And just let's just see what happens. Maybe everything will be better right away. Or, you know what, something might go wrong. And then, you know, I'll give you a thought, that one simple thought probably that would help to deal with that. So what my suggestion was is, in order to work the ball both ways, here's what you needed to do. For the fade shots, aim slightly more left. And for the draw shots, aim slightly more right. Pretty simple. Because when I looked at this person's swing, it looked like they were set up for a straight ball. Be committed to a shot. Not that you always have to work the golf ball, but I just want to see what's going to happen if we play certain shots. So let's adjust the ball position slightly for those shots also. So with the fade, you put the ball a little farther forward and you aim a little more left. With the draw, you put the ball a little more back, you aim a little bit more right. That's because you want your draws to start right if you're a right-handed player and your fades to start left. Okay. And then I said, when you practice, and this is for somebody whose swing was looking to be what I call a little fade bias, meaning that it would be easier for them to fade it than to draw it. I said, when you're on the driving range right now, and you know, you're going to hit a certain amount of shots that are straight. Okay, that's fine. But I want you to work some shots left to right, right to left. But of the balls that you work, I said, hit 80% of those shots on the driving range where you're trying to draw the golf ball. Hit a disproportionate amount of shots trying to draw it versus trying to fade it. And that's because it looked to me like it was easier for him to fade the ball than draw the ball. So I want to swing the pendulum. I want to try to swing the pendulum the other direction and get to more of a neutral position. And the neutral position is one where, like I explained in my other podcast, that if you had a tree in front of you and you had an option of going either right of the tree or left of the tree, and you know, the lie was perfect, there wasn't any wind blowing, in a perfect situation, it would be the flip of a coin to decide it. Now, I'm equally good at curving it right and curving it left. I can hit either shot, which one you want me to hit. But most people aren't like that. Most people would say, you know what, given the choice, with a gun to your head, which way would you go? Left of the tree, right of the tree, right with a draw, left with a fade, which one would you do? You know, most people would pick one or the other. The ideal situation is to keep your swing in neutral. So that means that it's easier to play neither of those shots. It's just as easy to play any shot there is. And my thought process was play more draws than fades. And then I said, once the pendulum swings, go back to 50% draws, 50% fades. And the thought process there is that if you stick with one shot for too long, you're going to swing the pendulum too far in the other direction. That's why, like, when I hear announcers on TV and they say, well, you know, so-and-so should just play a fade. I remember back in the day when, you know, I was coaching Tiger, and Phil Mickelson was always Tiger's toughest competition. And Phil Mickelson hit a great streak when he was fading the golf ball. And of course, the announcers on TV jump on everything, and they, you know, they're just bandwagoners, and they go, "Oh, he shouldn't. You know, if I was him, I wouldn't do anything but fade it." And when they were saying that, I was like, "Oh, I hope he does that," because I mean, I knew he was Tiger's toughest competition, and I wanted Tiger to beat him. So I'm like, I hope he does that, because if he does, it won't be long before he's slicing the golf ball. You cannot play just one shot. People say, "Oh, you should just play one shot." Yeah, that is like next to impossible to do and be consistent with it over a long period of time, because of the fact that you swing the pendulum too much in the opposite direction. I always go back to the Sam Snead statement. When they asked him, "What do you do when you're slicing it?" "I play with it on the course, and then I go to the practice tee and I draw it." "What do you do when you're drawing it too much?" "I play with it on the course, then I go to the practice tee and I fade it." He would spend time hitting shots opposite of the one that he felt most comfortable with. And that keeps your swing neutral. If you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, you keep drawing it, pretty soon it's going to be a hook. You keep fading it. Pretty soon it's going to be a slice. And even if you always want to play a fade under pressure, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't ever practice a draw. You have to practice a draw to keep the swing in balance. And that was my advice. You have to keep the swing balanced. Okay, then I've got some more feedback from this player, and I'm gonna share that with you next and give you my analysis and thoughts of where I told him to go after that. And hopefully, this is a learning experience for everybody that's listening, that wants to help their own game, but also wants to have a little better understanding of what it's like helping a gifted player, a touring pro. And then they certainly are gifted. All right, here's something else you can do to get better. Sign up for my instructional videos at HaneyUniversity.com. And when you do that, you'll get them on a daily basis, and you'll be on your way to playing better golf. HaneyUniversity.com. There's also some great deals on there, great training aids, practice devices, range finder, launch monitor. I mean, there's the best pull cart there is. Everything's free shipping, so you can go on there and check it out. But the videos are free. All you have to do is register, HaneyUniversity.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, so the next thing that happened was I got some feedback from the player who the advice I was given, his friend that was helping him. I said, and he said, I'm directionally challenged out there on the course, meaning that he's not exactly sure which way it's going to go. Okay. When that's the case, it's better to commit to a shot. They always say, the hardest shot to hit in golf is a straight ball. Well, I don't know about that, but it definitely is hard to hit it straight. When you curve the ball on purpose, at least there's a pretty good chance it's going to curve some amount. Okay, like you're trying to hit. If I'm going to try to hit a big curve, see, this way Bubba Watson plays the game. He hits a big curve. Well, it might not always curve the amount that he wants it to, but generally speaking, it's going to curve. And the other example that you could use from this is how many times you hit a ball in the trees, or do you see good players hit it in the trees and they hit a great recovery shot out of the trees because they're just thinking about the shot. They're thinking about the shape of the shot and they just instinctively make the swing. Rather than trying to hit it straight, they play a curve on purpose and it actually works out pretty good. But anyway, my advice was go and practice like that. And I said, your swing is the best it's ever looked. Once again, reinforcing the positive that, you know what, this isn't a big deal. This isn't, you're not making a major change here. You just need to play some shots and let your athletic ability and your natural instincts kick in. And then you'll start to get the balance in your swing where you're in neutral and you can hit different shots. And I use the example that I've used the other day of Tiger Woods in 2006 when he played. And actually, I was watching on the Golf Channel the other night and they had it as one of the greatest rounds ever played. And it was Tiger Woods playing at Hoy Lake in the Open Championship that he won that year. And that was probably one of the best ball striking tournaments ever that anybody's ever played. I heard Andy Norris say that, you know, he'd missed Tiger missed four greens in the last 2 days at the Open Championship. And he had hit four par fives and two. So he'd hit as many par fives and two as greens that he'd missed. That's about as good as you can get. And that was primarily a golf course and a tournament where Tiger drew the ball off. You know, all his shots were pretty much a draw. But when we went to the practice tee, we always tried to fade the ball. Even though you didn't play that shot on the golf course, I was worried that if he draws it for 7 days in a row, because that's how long we were in Scotland, if he draws it for 7 days in a row, you're going to all of a sudden start drawing it too much. So you have to, and I don't even think we're in Scotland. We're at Hoy Lake, so it wasn't Scotland, it was England. But anyway, you do not want to draw it. Pretty soon it's gonna be a hook. So that was the example that I used. And then I said, I always look at a swing and think which of the nine shots, remember the nine shots, straight ball, low, medium, and high, right to left shot, low, medium, and high, and a left to right shot, low, medium, high. I always think of the nine shots and which of the nine shots are the easiest to play right now and which are the hardest. I don't see any problem, you know, when I was looking at the swing of the player that I was offering the advice to, I said, I don't see any problem hitting the ball high or low. So it boils down to the getting the ball starting right at the target and curving back to the target, but not past the target. And then doing the same on a left to right shot, ball starting left of the target, curving back to the target, but not past the target. And I said, right now, it looks a little easier to fade the ball than it does to draw the ball. So practice hitting more draws. Okay, then the feedback I got back the next day was most of the misses are thin and right. And that's especially with the long irons. And there's no compression at all on the ball. Okay, why does somebody hit the ball thin? Players hit the ball thin because you could hit the ball thin because your swing is too flat. Okay, you're coming in on too shallow of an angle. You're bottoming out behind the golf ball and catching it on the upswing. Okay, that wasn't the case though. You could hit it thin because the club is coming too much from inside, but generally speaking, that would be a player that was hooking the ball too much, coming too much from inside to out. Once again, bottom of the swing, too far behind the ball, catching the ball on the upswing, hitting it thin that way. But the feedback I was getting was that the miss was to the right. Okay, and clearly in the videos, the club was not coming too much from inside. The other way you can hit it thin is because you're coming down at the correct angle, but you're coming out of your posture. And what I do typically is I'll look at a swing on video from behind, from down the line. I'll put a line up and down the player's back, like right up through their spine, and I'll look and see, okay, does that angle change coming into the golf ball? But the posture looked good. So my deduction was the problem is you're not releasing the club down enough. There needs to be an extension with the club down. And it's the lead hand that really does that. Hogan called it, a supination. And you have to release it down. There's a little deviation, ulnar deviation with your wrist and the supination with your lead wrist as you turn it down. And you get that motion with the proper release, and the club will release down into the golf ball, and that's where you get the compression from. All right, so that was the conclusion that I drew from that. Okay, the next feedback that I got was this: the last couple of holes today, they were playing in a tournament. He got command of the ball. It was awesome to watch a man of his talents hitting draws and fades on command instead of trying to make golf swings. You know, you hear on TV, he's trying to make a swing instead of just hitting a shot. That's something that good players fall into. Everybody falls into it. It just happens. You know, I mean, in golf, you kind of, you know, will run the whole gamut. I mean, you know, people say he's being too technical. And then the next thing you know, they're not being technical enough. It always has to be a blend. But favor trying to be more natural, see the shot, hit the shot. If you can do it that way, that's the best way to do it. But my friend said instead of trying to make golf swings, he started setting up the flight and curve, and it happened instantaneously. And he was like a little kid on the range after working the ball and smiling, and it was fun to watch. Six iron hooks, like you said, and they were center face hits, and then nine irons and wedges and a couple drivers, all with the command that he desired, curving the ball and flighting the ball at the correct height. And you know, I said, you know what? That's That's cool to hear. That's really cool to hear. I said, you know, when you're hitting it thin, there's three things. You're coming out of your posture, swinging too much from inside, making the bottom of the swing too far back behind the ball, or the release, you know, which would be not turning the club down with the lead hand. And I would say that release is, definitely the issue, because he's not coming too much from inside. And it's got that kind of, and the posture looks okay. So that boils down to the release. And that was where I left it. Dial in those fades and those draws, more draws than fades, and see how it goes. And then I got some more feedback. So I feel like I've got, there's some good points here in the instruction I gave him out. That's why I wanted to share this little, lesson that I gave right over the, phone, just texting. And hopefully people can, all of you that listen can garner something from it. All right. Let me give you my special offer again. Voodoo Pain Relief Cream for aches and pains, arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain. Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is the best. You can try it out for free. Get your free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. So go there and check it out if you haven't already.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
All right, so I got sent a video of a swing, and it looked like the draw. I told this player to let's play some draws. The draws were not starting far enough to the right, and I didn't expect that they probably would be. I looked at the swing. I said, "That's better, but kind of what I expected. The fades are better. The fades are starting slightly left of his aim." But the draw is starting right on the aim. Remember, when you fade it, you want to start it left. When you draw it, you want to start it right. So here's the advice I gave. I said, if you have a pointer stick, and it's one of those like little sticks that players use for alignment. Actually, they sell these pointer sticks to help people when they're practicing to line them up. And what they really are is nothing more than a fiberglass stick. That's the same thing Home Depot sells. That you put by your driveway in the winter so that the snowplow knows where the edge of your driveway is. You stick it in the ground, and the snowplow knows where the edge of your driveway is, so it doesn't snowplow over your lawn. Those are the pointer sticks, by the way, and they're a lot cheaper if you just buy them as snow indicators than they are as golf lineman aids. But anyway, I said put one of these pointer sticks out about 10 feet in front of you, stick it in the ground, and have him start the ball to the right of the stick. But I said, don't let him cheat. Don't let him cheat and aim his feet to the right. Don't aim your feet too much to the right. Try to get the ball to start to the right without aiming way to the right, because then you're just hitting a pull. I said, the fades are great. And with the draws, here's another adjustment that I suggested. Toe the right foot out a little bit. Left foot just barely out. Right, it's a right-handed player. Left foot just barely out. Right foot toed out more. If you're trying to draw the ball, toe the right foot out more. And you're a right-handed player, toe the right foot out more, toe the left foot barely out. What that does is it gives you a little bit more turn, a little more hip turn in the backswing, and restricts your turn a little bit in the follow through. Okay. So I said, toe the right foot out a little bit. And then at the start of the downswing, make a slight lateral bump of the hips. Instead of turning them straight away, bump them forward. And that will set you just a little bit more to the inside. And that should get the angle of the plane more from inside. And that will get the ball starting a little bit more to the right. So now when you're trying to get a little more angle down to the ball, which is the angle to fix the thin shots, try not to do it with the right shoulder. When you turn your right shoulder on top of the ball, that is going to give you more angle down to the ball. And you hear people get your right shoulder on it, and you know they've got the high right shoulder that gets the club to come down more, and you'll hit more solid shots. But it's counterproductive if you're trying to get the club to come more from inside to draw it. That's a thought that works if you're trying to fade it, but it doesn't work if you're trying to draw it. And I said the right shoulder is a little bit high coming into the ball. And that's also going to angle the plane off to the left. So what you want to do is get the club coming from inside a little more, the right shoulder staying back and under, and get the downward hit from the release. I said the swing looks better, but you got to get the downward hit a little bit more from the release. And if you do that, then you'll get the ball starting to the right, the ball turf contact you're looking for, and you will eliminate those thin shots and the misses to the right. And then, but you know, my anticipation with everybody who I coach is that you're gonna fix this issue, but then at some point we're gonna have to swing the pendulum back in the other direction so that you don't overdo it. So I said, as soon as he gets comfortable hitting draws, switch to fades. And as soon as he gets real comfortable hitting the ball low, switch to high shots. That's the way you do it. Balance the high and low fade and draw percentages of practice. This was my advice. Balance the high and low fade and draw percentages of practice shots. So how many you're hitting of each. Balance those according to how he's doing. And if you do that, the practice will definitely work. But you got to balance it correctly. You have to. And then my last message was, don't do what everybody else does. Don't just stand out there beating balls, because you know what? The swing is going to come around. You're going to be hitting it great. Practice your putting. Don't ignore the putting and the short game, thinking that you're never going to hit it good again, because you are going to hit it good again. And when you do, you want to be ready for it. And that's the one mistake that everybody makes. I mean, they go out on the range and they think, you know, they put so much emphasis. They think they're never going to hit it good again. And when they do hit it good, then they're not ready to capitalize. So that's good advice for everybody, you know. And then I got some more feedback about the fact that the shots started getting really, really solid when he started trying to turn it down. And when you do that, get that left hand, the lead hand turning down, but the club just a little bit more from the inside to get the draw, then the solid shots really, really are the ones that you're looking for. And you know what? It's elusive, But you always want to be able to hit both shots. Well, one of my messages was you got to calibrate your feels. You got to get the feel right. You know, sometimes you have to exaggerate a feeling. Tiger Woods always said to me, he said, there's a difference between feel and real. If you're trying to hit a straight shot and you're missing the ball to the right, I mean, this isn't rocket science. This is just, you know, logic. If you're trying to hit a straight shot and you're missing the ball to the right, try to hit a draw. If you're trying to hit a straight shot and you're missing it to the left and it's hooking too much, try to hit a fade. And you may need to try to hit a 15-yard draw just to hit a 3-yard draw. Or you may have to try to hit a 10-yard fade just to hit a 1-yard fade. But that's what I mean by calibrating your feels. And there's many times when I get up and I thought, okay, I'm going to just try to hit a little draw and the thing goes straight. Okay, I'm going to try to hit a bigger draw and it still goes, you know, straight. Okay, I'm going to try to hit a bigger draw. And I'm like, whoa, man, that produced a 2-yard draw. But I felt like in my mind, it felt like I was going to make a 15-yard draw swing. That's what I mean when I say calibrate the feel that you have for the shots that you're trying to hit. And it'll change. Because like I said, if you try to hit 15-yard draws all the time and keep doing it, pretty soon they're going to be 20-yard draws. And then you've overdone it. You haven't swung the pendulum back in the other direction fast enough. And then you get stuck, and that's what happens when players do what I call wear out a swing thought. I mean, that's what they do. They wear out a swing thought, and it's a common occurrence with even the best players. You know, they've got this certain thought that's working for them, and they ignore everything else that they've done before they got to that swing thought, and then. You know, it, next thing you know, you've overdone it. And that's part of coaching, whether you're coaching yourself or somebody's coaching you. You have to know when it's time to go a little bit in the other direction to keep everything looking neutral. So keep that in mind when you're out there practicing. Try to work different shots, hit different shots. Just be aware of the shot that you can play and you can't play. Can you hit it high? Can you hit it low? Can you curve it right to left? Can you curve it left to right? Practice those shots. Have the ability to play those. If you can't play those shots, you got to learn them. You know, if you can't hit the ball low, you need to learn how to hit it low. If you can't draw the ball from right to left, you need to learn to draw the ball from right to left. Even if you always want to play a fade, like I said, that's your go-to shot. It's your shot you want to play all the time. You still have to know how to draw it or you're not going to be able to keep your swing dialed in a more neutral position and be more consistent with it. So keep that in mind when you're practicing. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions and comments to HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get the podcast every day. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.